That happened this morning? Wild.
Do you mind if I sit in front?
Yeah, sure. Shoot. What do you want to know? Injuries, Ken? You want injuries?
Beastrup looks good.
He does look good, yeah. It'd be game time decision. Him, Antropov, and Enstrom looks like he's going to be a player. So Antropov looks both good and Burmistrov, so we'll take a look at them game time and stuff and see how they're doing. But they all look good.
Well,
Mietnin, I think we're going to wait on him, let him get a little more familiar with around here, get his time zones squared around, and get him. I'd like to get him practicing with us, you know. I think if you needed him, he could play. I'd like to help him succeed a bit and feel more comfortable. And I think with him, a couple of days skating is going to be better for him. And he gets ingrained. He's looked pretty good, you know. But just get him feeling comfortable and stuff like that. So he looks like a player for Tuesday.
How important is it to jump on the ducks quickly? I think they're 1-2 when you give up the first goal.
Well, we want to get out to a good start. You know, I think the first goal is going to be fairly important. Both teams feed off of that. And, you know, obviously, if that's their record when they don't score first, then that's certainly something that's going to be important in this game. There's going to be a lot of hype in this game with the Solani coming back here. So, you know, I think they'll be feeding off the energy. I mean, they lost a game last night in Chicago, so they're going to want to right their ship. So they're going to want to get some stuff straightened around there. So. And you got those, they got some players that can really hurt you, you know. They got some high-end guys that can really play with the puck and really protect the puck strong on it and stuff like that. So you got some work to do. You got to handle their weight and Perry and Getzlaff and Solani. And, you know, so you got some guys you got to manage.
Cole, do you think the team's in a better position to handle this kind of a circus than maybe it was on the 9th up against Montreal the first game?
I think we're more accustomed to the frenzy, more or less, you know, and I think we're more accustomed to what happens here in this building. And, you know, for us, the Solani thing comes in, I think we can deal with it a little bit better, I think, just from being in this environment. So it's not new to us. It's not like it's something we haven't dealt with. So I think we'll be ready to go here. You know, we need to play a lot better. We need to manage the puck a lot better in this game, and we just need to be a lot better. And we need to make sure that we're all working in the same direction.
Along those lines, what are you looking for from your team tonight? I mean, obviously,
you're winning,
but
yeah. I would just like us to manage the puck better. You know, I'd like us to play more in straight lines, play with some pace in the game, and. You know, I just like us to play better. Just play the way we're capable of playing. You know, we have to get. You know, I'd like this to be more consistent in the way we play. We've been pretty good, so I can't sit and say that we haven't been that great in there. Except for we didn't play great in the third. I didn't like the way we played in the third, but beyond that, we've had some pretty good games. You know, and our last game, there wasn't a lot of scoring chances for both teams. I think we had 5 in the first, they had 3, and then we had very few after that. So, you know, and a lot of that was our puck management wasn't great. So we have to be a lot better there. That's where we have to get consistent. So.
You mentioned scoring first, but when a team travels like that, much like you guys did a week ago,
yeah.
As the game wears on, you can really take advantage of it.
Well, it ends up being, if you play with some pace and you play a fairly heavy game, teams get tired by the third period. You might be able to take advantage of some things if you put the puck in the right areas and make the other team work, you know. But as I've said before, there's an opponent out there, and he's got his plan, and they're going to want to do some things here in Winnipeg and against us, so they're going to be ready to go as well. So, you know, they're gonna want to win this game just as badly as we are. There's no doubt. It gets miserable when you don't win and stuff like that. We have to give them reasons to get discouraged. That's what we have to do. No, he's in pretty good shape. I think that he'll end up playing a fair bit. He's such a light skater on his feet that, you know, he doesn't It's like a hovercraft. He doesn't really... He just kind of glides on the surface of the ice, you know. It's so light and nimble on the way he plays that I think he can handle the load. And he's in good shape. He's really worked hard.
Made this a good start for Mace.
Pardon?
Made this a good start for Mason.
Is Mace starting?
We were starting.
We have to see. So you'll let him know who's starting? Oh, Ken, I tell you, I got to go to bed earlier at night to get those questions of yours.
He left the ice first, that's all I saw.
Yeah, well, he's allowed to do that on a game day. We'll see what happens with the starting goalie. Okay, guys? Thanks, guys. Have a good day.